I've got a question for you guys. This comes from a mutual listener, friend of both pods, artist for both of us, our friend Alex.
Nice.
Somebody say his last name for me. So
Giordano.
Thank you.
Giordano.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't think any of us get it right. I think
he
gave a shit also, about getting his name wrong before.
This is also the second phase of the evening. So I've had more to drink, so I'll fuck it up even more.
Alex Ghirardello. He's a very crunchy ride trip.
Alex.
Close.
Alex Ghirardello.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
He asked,
Alex Caramello. Yeah,
he asked, what way can you mispronounce my last name? That's the question.
Sorry, Alex.
Nailed it. We answered it.
No, he asked, if your character was a color, what would it be? I'm going to go around the table here. Steve, we're going to start with you.
I'm glad you started with me, Adam. I couldn't possibly pick one color. I know a lot of people might just, you know, paint themselves into that corner, and I use that word paint intentionally. But I just have to have two. It's more of a palette, per se. I would say Cora 6 Natasi is like a white and a red.
You know, really?
For the medical profession and the red magic.
I figured it'd be like a sterile white and then like an ER scrubs like seafoam green.
Although I do like that in theory, I just got to go with the uniform.
Mm-hmm. White and red. I mean, you definitely have established that is you're going the classic nurse look.
Yep.
All right, so Heath, I see you shaking your head over there. I think you got a retort.
Steve stole my bit. Stole my opinion on the matter.
I was crossing my fingers so hard that I would get called out before you.
I'll teach you to play your cards on the table before we start recording.
That's what happens. I can't share anything with you guys.
That's it.
Before the thing we were talking about doing this, and my opinion that Steve stole was that you use for me when I create characters, I, like Steve said, use a color palette, a couple or three colors that kind of go together and represent the character more than just one blanket color. So I think for Tex, it's like purple and brown, like a duster brown, you know,
like faded, leather brown,
faded leather gunslinger brown with like deep purple. Like dark, very, like very dark purple, though.
Yeah, like royal purple, even. Or eggplant.
Even? Yeah. More eggplant, yeah.
You just said eggplant because you wanted to say eggplant, Emily. Get out of here.
Yeah, well, but I mean, actually, I think last episode she said that's what she said about 7 times, and no one else said it.
Regular Michael Scott over here. Okay, so, Emily, what would the colors of your character be?
Oh, I'm pretty basic, bitch. Purple.
Just straight purple.
You've said on air silver was part of it too.
It is, but like she's like silver, but she like identifies as purple.
Purple is her aura.
Yeah,
she wishes she could be more purple.
Yeah,
but her skin.
She's not happy with her silver.
she like is silver, but like she feels purple. Yeah,
got it. All right, Zach. What about you?
Being a dark elf, I feel like Vin is, you know, he's a little slate gray, little steel blue, you know, something like that, something along those lines, light
you're
bluish
also
gray.
You're also a basic bitch, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It makes sense for the job.
In my life.
Unnecessary.
Well, I'm just saying gray and drow definitely... That's a good correlation. And I feel like that's kind of the vibe we're getting from old Vin. He's new. He's new to the party, so I don't have a full read on him quite yet.
Well, there you go. There's his favorite color.
All right, one step closer. Griffin, tell me about Sigurd.
Sig, I think, only has two colors that I've described on air. Red, obviously, he's a Kanabo, so he's got that like red orc skin, but also that kind of bluey gray. That's the color I've been describing, like his entropy thus far. And so I think that would be his color scheme. Although he has a special place in his heart for black because that's a color of Betty.
I was about to say, how are you going to get through this bit without saying black Betty? Like,
yeah. I got there. I brought it there. Yeah, you got there.
So, I mean, well, if we're looking at it kind of the two groupings of two, the two pairs that started this thing before our drow friend came in, we've got a purple squad and a red squad to some degree. And then our gray newcomer.
Who's got a little blue. Yeah. So we're sticking on that cool, on that side of the color spectrum. I like it. Well, Griffin, there's another question that needs to be asked.
Yeah, I mean, as always, two drinking podcasts collide, and what happens?
We drink.
We get drunk.
We're getting drunk. Emily, what are you drinking?
Interestingly enough, water.
Booyah.
Sorry, I'm getting sick and I'm trying to like keep my fluids up.
Give it someone who I want to keep my fluids up. Adam, what you drinking? Oh,
yeah. I am drinking the same with the Radical Rye. And it's kind of making me feel a little dry. Like it's drying my mouth out.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody it is a who rye. Always has a dry mouth.
It's not a radical rye. It's a datical dry.
It's a datical dry. Yeah. A tactical dry.
Hi, Griff.
Is he asking you or me? I thought he said Heath. It's that long E sound.
Oh, Heath and Steve sound mouth. The same. Mm. I mean, you could both go and just fight for dominance.
Nah.
No. But I will go.
We're so bad at this.
Hi, I'm Steve from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. The thing that you may have saw on the show. I am drinking a hams tonight, Griffin.
Steve, I fucking love you so much, man.
Trust me, it comes from episodes and episodes of practice.
These bits are going to get worse and worse.
Speaking of bits that I want to get worse and worse. Heath, what you drinking?
It's the second episode of the night, so I haven't gone and bought any new beer, so I'm double fisting the bush, baby.
Hold up, boys. I do want to clear up something from last episode that I thought of way too late. You said you bought Bush at the dollar store?
Yeah. I went real Southern trash, you know.
Was it a six pack for a dollar or the tall boy for a dollar? Well, what's that situation?
It's not
like
a Dollar Tree. It's just like we call like I don't know.
Dollar General, Family Dollar.
I don't even know if our cultures are the same in that regard. Do you have Dollar Generals? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's not like everything costs a dollar. It's just like kind of a, you know, a bunch of hodgepodge of random cheap shit. But yeah, I went and bought a six pack of Bush Tall Boys. Is what I did.
For a dollar.
Well, tonight I learned something about the South.
Sorry.
You can buy Bush Tall Boys at the dollar store. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take this transition really far back. Speaking of somebody with two hands in the bush, Zach, what you drinking, buddy?
Well, it's the second episode of the night. I have run out of beer, so I'm switching to this Monster Rehab tea and lemonade energy drink. I will be your Kyle for the evening.
Damn, son.
It's the official.
Watch out, drywall. It's the official. Come on, son, that head.
Or the official energy drink of rehab?
No. Is it?
You said rehab.
I don't think so. That's what it's called. It's a Monster Rehab. It's not like a Monster. Yeah. It's like sweet tea, lemonade, and then all of the energy chemicals.
Okay.
Yeah, well, speaking of somebody that probably has to go to rehab, hey, it's Griff. I'm drinking more Angel's Envy the rest of the bottle.
Yeah, your parents are worried about you.
And now for the rest of the bottle.
Now for the rest of the episode. This is going to be a hot one. I can already feel it. You guys just got ambushed by these folks that were posing on the side of the road.
Posers.
I will say that you, as you're rolling initiative, you see the person on the ground stir and is clearly no longer injured as he is trying to make his way up. Sigurd, you spotted another body kind of crouched behind the car that I'm going to reveal on the map now. And Vin, you're in the car with your pistol drawn, I will say, in your lap. Mm-hmm. And let's go ahead and roll Initiative.
I just want to say this up at the top. If Vin can just drive around the battlefield and shoot people, he's going to be Vinny Drive-By for the rest of the campaign.
No, he's going to be Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. He's going to be Vin Diesel. Yes.
Adam, can I move? Can I drive as a move action and shoot as a standard action?
You 100% can do that.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Oh man, I just, my whole battle strategy just changed, man.
Well, just roll low on the initiative so you have some time to think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's going to be a
16 total for Vin.
A 16 total for Vin. Okay. All right. Tex, what'd you get?
I didn't.
All right, somebody who was paying attention. Yeah. Sigurd, what did you get?
Sig got a niner.
Niner, not great. Okay. Cora or Natasi, look, can we just drop Cora?
We should probably drop Cora because we're all organics. Once we have a death and somebody comes back as an android, then they will call her Cora 6.
This is what I've been saying the entire time, but we have not changed the initiative tracker.
Organics, call me Natasi.
All right, so what's your initiative, Natasi?
For what I believe is the third combat in a row, my initiative is an 11. Because I have not changed my initiative in three combats.
No, it's been the same the whole time. Okay, Yavari, what'd you get?
Hold on to your eye patch because you've already got an 11 too. So.
All right, Tex, what did you get? Did you beat an 11?
I got a 14.
All right, so you guys are sitting at 14, and that means Tex is going to go first. That's everybody, right?
I think, yep. Unless you're going to spring a sixth character on us, Adam. Somebody else waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I got Brooks. He's here. So, Zach, you actually got the top of the initiative.
Tell me about this vehicle's movement speed.
Okay. I'm kind of winging this just because I like the idea. I'm going to say, you can move 50 feet in a movement, you know.
Okay. What about a turn radius?
You know, I will say if you turn, you're probably adding a minus to your attack. You know.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so here's the
deal.
There's
already going to be a minus to your attack just for driving and shooting at the same time. Just a minus two right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Vinny sees what's going on. You know, he's no stranger to the setup. And, he realizes this is an ambush. And so he just floors it and leans out the window and will drive by and take a shot at the first guy right here on his way. So
okay, so Vin just like gun in hand just says, oh hell no, slams his door shut and pushes the gas, like peels out and then like kind of holds the gun sideways out the window or you know across the passenger seat through the window to try to hit this ambusher. Let me get that roll. It's going to be at a minus two.
Okay. All right, so it'll actually be a plus one with my ranged plus three, so that's terrible. Natural
motherfucking 20. Oh,
the first one around two.
You deserve that. You deserve that.
He deserves it. I'll give it to him.
Steve got one, too. You got
the
his,
first
right?
Southern Top Foolery one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, my heart's racing. I'm so excited.
All right, let me get that damage roll. It's going to be... I get this confused between Starfinder and Pathfinder 2E. One of them is doubled and one of them is rolled twice. And I can't.
Starfinder is rolled
remember.
Twice still. 2E is double.
Okay, so rolled twice.
Okay, alright. So my little azimuth laser pistol is 1d4 fire.
Okay.
But it gets the burn 1d4, right?
It does,
so,
yeah.
For the critical effect?
Right, but you're going to roll 2d4.
2d4
right?
First? Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 and 2. 5.
Okay. All right, then roll that burn. Well, you can roll it on their turn, because that's when it'll
okay.
Hit.
All right, yeah. So Vinny just drives by, takes an expert shot out the side of the window.
What a fucking gangster. Awesome, that's awesome.
That is
this
so
is
awesome.
A great introduction to combat from this character.
Yeah, he's starting off hot.
He's a fucking pirate, dude. Like this.
Yeah, he is a pirate. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
I guess that hasn't
Did
been
we
revealed
know that?
Totally.
Yeah,
like,
spoiler alert.
Was not aware he was a pirate, but Good to know.
Tex, you're up.
All right, so Tex, I'm going to have him use for the first time his Infinite Worlds Witch Warper ability. Okay?
Okay.
So you can either do, at level one, an instantaneous or an environmental. I'm going to do the instantaneous effect.
All right.
It's going to be a 10-foot radius, so I can catch both of the enemies and none of my allies for one round. And it will... here, let me get the exact... you cause a bright flash of light to fill the area. Each creature within the area must succeed at a fortitude save or be dazzled for one round per Witch Warper level. If a creature rolls a natural one on its saving throw, it is also blinded for one round.
Holy shit.
I'm going to... the fun thing about Witch Warpers is you can flavor these things however you want them. So Witch Warpers bring parts of other realities into their own to cause their effects. And I'm going to have the top, the very top part of a flaming oil well appear between these two, and the fire is going to attempt to dazzle them.
Oh my god, that is
straight
amazing.
Out of Texas.
All right, so we're gonna.
Boy, you're so extra.
We're gonna start with the one to the north that just got shot by Vin, and he's rolling a fortitude save. You say
yes. Is it a natural one? He's blinded and dazzled for one round.
Put it on the board. Blinded and... Well, blinded and dazzled or blinded...
Does it supersede dazzled?
What does the text say one more time? If he fails the one, put a natural one.
Okay. So, you cause a bright flash of light to fill the area. Each creature within the area must succeed at four. It saves or be dazzled for one round. If a creature rolls a natural one, it is also blinded for one round. So yes, jeez. Blinded and dazzled for one round.
Wow. Okay.
And he just he snaps his finger and an oil well juts out of the ground.
Alright, and what's the DC? What's your spell save DC?
If an effect calls for a saving throw, the DC is equal to 10, plus the spell level expended to create it, plus your charisma. So yes, 15.
15.
Got him.
It really is like two pages. I'm sorry.
All right, so I'm going to ask that again. All right, so what's the spell save DC?
15.
All right, so they're going to roll. Ooh, all right, so I save. So that one's just dazzled. Not blinded. So dazzled, we have one that's dazzled and blinded. With your infinite world, so that takes one spell slot. Yep. All right, Yvara, you're up.
Okay, so here's a question, real quick. Could Yvara be just above or here, kind of to the right of the north one, to the north of the?
No, you're where you're at.
No. If she moved, could she occupy this space?
She would have to occupy these four squares.
Okay, well, I don't love
that. There's not enough space for her to be right here, no. Well, now, you could jump on top of the car. The car's not too high for you to, like, use your wings to jump up on.
Yvara's going to do that. My point is I want to be able to get into flanking with Sigurd.
That's going to be tough, just the way the car is, because you're not going to be able to be on the square right here.
Okay, well then in that case, she will just kind of dash around Tex and come just above Tex to kind of like put herself in a way that she can fuck these guys up.
So the problem with that is that Vin is in a truck that is occupying that space. It's just not represented on the map, but he's moved the truck up into that space so you can't fit there either.
Well, you know, then she's going to fly over the whole fucking crowd and land on the car.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I'm trying, but dynamic lighting is doing some shit.
Here, I can take that away.
Oh, she trying. There we go. So, yeah, she just kind of flares her wings out and gives a poof and just crashes on top of this car. Between all three of these guys, apparently.
It's pretty fucking metal.
Yeah, she likes to pretend. And is going to pull out her Red Star Flare Axe with a 19 to hit.
Solid. A 19 will hit for sure. And yeah. Which one are you attacking? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The one directly in front of the car. The one that's okay. Got fucked up before. Right. So that is going to be a 7, and that is energy.
A 7 to hit?
No, 7 damage. Hit.
7 damage. Okay, yeah. All right. You put a pretty serious hurting on this guy. I mean, this guy has just been shot by a drive-by, been dazzled and blinded by a oil rig from Texas, and then Yavari Star Eater leapt over him, wings extended, and crashed on the car behind him and turned around and smacked him in the head. He's having a bad day.
Well, yeah, fuck him, the dishonest fuck.
Yeah.
Natasi, you're up.
All right, so Natasi is actually right next to the one that got dazzled but not blinded. And she's kind of in shock that someone would fake having a medical issue. So I imagine she has her first aid kit out, right? She wouldn't have her gun. She's going to take a 5-foot step back, and as she's doing so, transition from the first aid kit to her azimuth laser pistol as she says, "One in three human beings are eligible to donate blood. Good thing there are three of you here, so we can find out which."
Oh, and, I love that.
Oh, man.
And it's going to get ready to shoot on my next turn.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, Sigurd, you're up.
All right, Sig hurls an entropic strike at the one that's been hit, the blinded one.
Dude, that's ranged?
It's ranged.
The Vanguard strike is ranged?
With the momentum. Yeah, with the momentum.
Vanguard is dope, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's a that's an 18 to hit energy.
That'll do it.
Okay, so he deals 5 points of damage.
Dead.
And then he moves into the spot occupied formerly by Natasi.
Oh, thank you. I was really hoping you were going to cover me.
Yeah. That's why he threw the range, because yep. he was gonna try and hit that guy down, and he didn't want to move up to him.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was a hell of a turn. Is now the ambusher's turn. And I'm going to start with the ones that were not spotted, as there are two here behind this car, and they're going to try to run and pull Vin out of the truck.
Oh, holy shit.
So there are two that were hiding behind another car on the other side of the road, and they were not spotted, and they pop up, and they're going to both run up and try to pull Vin out of the road.
I mean, so one opens the door and one tries to grab me?
Jack our ride.
Just, like, in fiction, you're still moving, right? Like, these are 6-second turns.
Yeah, I did take the negative for moving, so they definitely
they
are going to have
take
to take
a negative, yeah.
Pretty serious. Now, I think, I mean, they can try, but, like,
let's say this: they're on this turn, they're gonna try to jump onto the car.
Oh shit! I didn't realize these guys were zombies.
All right.
All right. So that's gonna be what, like, an athletics check, right?
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah. All right. Natural one on the first one.
That sounds like he fell under the wheel to me.
Yeah, he bounces off of the car, off the truck, as he tries to grab onto the side, you know, like where the benches are, to climb himself up, and he misses, and he falls. I'm going to actually make him roll a reflex save to see if he gets out of the way of your tire. All right, he makes that save, but he is prone on the ground, we'll say. So this one misses. The second one is also going to try to jump up here. All right, that one's going to get it with a 25.
Oh, so yeah.
So he jumps up. Now, I guess that would be the move action to move out, right? And then a standard action to try to jump on the truck.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
That sounds about right.
It would be a standard action downgraded to a move action to jump on
right,
the truck.
Right, because it's another move action to try to climb on the truck. Yeah. All right, so that's going to be those two's turn. We'll start with the one that's behind Yuvari in the northernmost part of the map. And he is going to, like, really stupidly try to attack this giant fucking dragon again with his tactical baton. How does a 17 look against KAC?
17 will hit.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's going to do 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Yuvari just kind of like as she gets her tail swatted.
All right. This guy who is Dazzle, let me put that condition on. Dazzled. What does that mean? Does it mean they can't do anything?
No, it's pretty weak condition.
I think a dazzled is a -1 to a lot of stuff.
Dazzled is you're unable to see well because of overstimulation to your eyes. You take a -1 penalty to attack rolls and perception checks. Okay, so it's just a -1 to the attack. This one's going to full attack.
At Sig?
At Sig, yes.
All right.
And remember, you start this combat with 1 entropy point.
Yep, I know.
All right. Ooh, boy. Does a 15 hit? Does not hit, right? Yeah, all right. The other one definitely misses, so that's 2 misses. All right, we're back around to Vin. All right, so you're in the truck. You just fired a shot, and this dude just jumped on the bed behind you, so you don't have a great shot. Like, he's, like, directly behind you. You're driving. He's on the bed. You know, if you think of a truck bed, he's, like, on the bed trying to get through the back window. So, like, the back of your head is on. There's the back of your head, the seat, the window, and then this guy.
I think what Vin will try to do is, like, when he sees the guy jump on, he'll just, like, hit that e-brake and just try to cut it all the way around. Like, just spin the whole truck around to face the other way. I feel like that's got to be a piloting check of some kind.
Yeah, I need a piloting check, for sure.
Yeah.
Flip and burn, baby. You're basically doing a flip and burn in the truck.
It's a flip and burn in the truck. All right, here's the deal. I think I'm going to use this inspiration on this thing.
Yeah, dude.
Is that
Might as well.
That's a big old +2, right?
Right, correct.
All right, that's going to give me a +9. Ooh, it's a natural 8. So,
17. DC 16.
Oh, what?
Wow.
All right. So you do that. All right, so you whip it around. Put your token where you're expecting this whip around to be.
He would be like this, you know? Okay.
But now facing the other way.
Right. Like that, right?
Yeah. It does a peel out. All right.
And then I have an action, but I don't have a shot on him, really.
Not a great one. You'd be like firing over your shoulder like this, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Vin will just jump out of the truck.
And while it's still going, or do you going to... You got it in brake, in that e-brake mode.
Yeah, it's braked. I mean, it's up. And all so right. He'll bail out of the truck and then come around to the front of it and take cover. Right?
All right.
As a movement action, like downgrading a standard action to movement action.
Right.
To get cover from this guy. Now, this guy over here, now to our left, would be still prone, right?
He's still prone. But, you know, you don't have any cover against him. But, right. I mean, they have batons, so...
Okay.
You know. So you just whip it around, peel out, and leave that other guy kind of in the back of the bed.
And Vin will look back at his party and say, hey, how you doing, folks?
Special delivery. Ambusher ready to kill for Star
Eater. What kind of half-drow are you? Jesus.
He's fast. Okay. Turn there, Tex. You're up.
Wait, so the one of those guys moved because he was on the car?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that changes my turn. Which was such a cool idea. stole it from me. I'm going to cast Daze on the one that moved with the car. It's 25 feet north of me.
Okay.
And
that's a cantrip?
Yep.
All right. And so that's going to be a DC 14 then. All right. And it's a will save, right?
Will negates, yeah.
All right. They are dazed.
Nice.
So they can't do anything on their turn when they're dazed, right?
Right. I'm just locking people down as well as I can.
That's what that means, right? That's what dazed is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't take any actions.
Yep. All right, Yavari, you are up.
Okay, so Yavari's going to kind of swing around at the cat behind her and is just going to try and hit him. Hit him with a rock! No, with her axe. I think that a 21 will probably hit.
21 will hit.
Oh, yeah, baby. Max damage. It's going to be 8 points of damage. Ooh. And as she does it, she kind of, like, squats down just a little bit, and she's just like... Just like low growling at him. Just like so mad.
Whoa.
You know what? Taking inspiration.
Scary. Yeah,
that was a really cool voice. Holy. Or sound, rather. Okay, nice job. That's a move action to do that throat thing you did.
Does that activate your dragon gland, though?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Natasi, you're up.
Sweet. Natasi moves 5 feet back into the right. So she has a clear shot on this guy. However, he is engaged in melee combat with Sigurd. So that is going to incur a little bit of a penalty into my roll here.
Non-Starfinder, buddy.
Non-Starfinder, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Too much Pathfinder, what can I say? If that's the case, then that's going to be an 18 total to hit.
Okay, that'll hit.
Sweet. Okay, so she walks out all clinical-like, turns around Sigurd, pops one, hits him right in the neck for a big old 3 points of fire damage.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow, okay. You got him for 3. Okay, it is now Sigurd's turn.
All right, Sigurd's going to pop this guy with Betty. So he has Betty in his hand. Betty glows that bluey gray. And he's got a 16 EAC against EAC.
That'll hit.
All right. That is 4 points of damage.
Damn. All right. Okay, he's still standing, though.
All right, then he raises Betty as a move action to align and get himself extra AC.
All right.
What does that give you with the shield up?
Gives me an extra plus one AC against that guy.
Right, right. What's your total AC?
21.
Nice.
All right. So, this guy is dazzled. He's going to... I guess he's just going to try to attack Sigurd. Although it's a bad idea.
I hate to be... that guy, party members, it's only one turn.
Yeah. He's done dazzled. Yeah, I figured.
Not dazzled anymore. All right. So we're going to do a full attack on Sigurd. That guy. Oh, dude. 19 on the die and a natural 20 on the die.
What?
I call bullshit. What's a 19 go to? Probably more than...
19 is going to be a minus 4... because it's a full attack, so that puts it at 15 plus. That's going to be 21 total.
Beats.
Ooh. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a critical hit and a regular hit.
Damn. This is going to hurt, dude.
Yeah, this is going to be... Yeah.
Good thing Sig's pretty fucking tough.
Yeah. No.
And now he's at full entropy, so this guy's going to regret this.
If one person had to take this round of damage, it's Sigurd. Well, maybe you're right. She's tough.
All right, so that's going to be 18 total points of bludgeoning damage.
What?
All right.
That was the critical hit plus the other hit.
Level 1, 18 damage?
That was 3d4. Yeah. Yeah, it was a critical hit plus
the
another hit.
The question is, how much stamina and HP does Sig have?
Sig's still well up.
Wow. Oh, really?
It's halfway into his HP right now. But level 1, pretty decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The ambusher by Yavari is also going to try to full attack.
I feel like that growl should impose some kind of disadvantage, but
well, it did
because
I rolled a natural fucking one.
Yeah.
Put it on the board.
Get it.
And missed with the other one, so that's a big whiff from that guy up there. All right. Now we got this prone one. He's going to use his movement to get up, and then he's gonna actually move back behind the car out of sight. The guy on the truck is going to he's gonna jump off and then try to get an attack on Yavari. Actually, no, he's gonna jump off here and try to get an attack on Vin.
Come on then, lad. Let's have a scrap.
18.
That's probably gonna hit me, dude. I'll be honest with you.
KAC.
My KAC is 16, so yeah, you got me.
So that's gonna hit you for 4 bludgeoning damage.
Yikes.
Alright. Vin, you're up.
Like I said, Vin was kind of crouched behind this vehicle, and this dude's just running up at him, trying to assault him. He's like, I didn't do nothing to you, lad. And he's going to cast Daze. So he's just going to reach out a hand and try to daze him. So basically, I'm assuming this creature is less than CR3.
I got
to
go back.
Wait, is he the one that I dazed?
He was, yeah, so you actually did not get hit, and he's still on the truck. I forgot he was dazed.
Nice.
So we're going to take that back.
Oh, man, you retconning on me.
Well, yeah, for your benefit.
I know, I appreciate it. Okay. Well, in that case, does he have a shot on the one on the other side of Yavari, or is she blocking?
You'd have to move.
If he clears the truck, can he? Okay, then yeah, sure. Yeah, he'll kind of lean out of the truck, try to take a shot. It's gonna be natural 2.
Oof!
You tease.
Big oof.
Yeah.
Doesn't go on the board though.
Doesn't go on the board, thank God.
I mean, what does that come to?
It's going to come to a 5.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay. Pew! Like a stormtrooper.
Yeah, just hits the car instead. Tex, you're up.
Alrighty. So, Tex, noticing that the other guy went and hid behind the car, is going to move directly left his full movement speed and cast Puncture Veil.
All right, so that's your... Is Puncture Veil a spell slot?
Yep.
All right, so that's your second spell slot, right?
Yep.
So you're out?
No, I have 3.
You have 3 spell slots?
Yep.
All right, Puncture Veil on the one that was hiding. And that's just free damage, right?
Yep. It is. You grasp onto a space-time filled with microscopic needles as cactuses. Use them to pierce into reality. One creature takes 1d4 piercing damage and gains bleeding 1 for 3 rounds.
My God, dude. I can't believe that that's just like free. That drives me crazy every time.
Witch Warper, right. Man.
Yeah.
And that'll be 4 damage.
Wow.
4 damage, and he gets bleeding 1 for 3 rounds.
Legit. Yeah. Legit.
4 damage and bleeding. Ouch. All right, so needles from Texas come in and just pierce this guy every which way. Yuvari, you're up.
All right. So Yuvari is going to keep on this dude that tapped her tail. Tapped her tail. There we go. That sounded dirty. Let's see. But 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. I really wish that would have been a crit. That'd have been cool. And 7 damage.
How do you want to kill this dude?
I want to decapitate him. She's like swings her axe around and like brings it down, just like.
Oh, and she's just like,
you just kind of like see her do a draconic smile.
Just teeth, yeah. Like grinding as the head just like gets lopped off and rolls up and comes to a rest at the back tire of the truck.
Is the guy on the truck still dazed?
No, that's a 1 round.
Okay. Well, for her...
Set the flag.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Well, I can't. Well, yes, I can because you moved.
Diagonal.
Yeah, she's going to like turn around and take in the field and see where Sigurd is, and it's just going to kind of like hop down off of the car.
Okay.
Into flanking, and it's just going to kind of like nod at him over the soon-to-be dead body of this cat between them.
Nice. All right, Natasi.
Okay. I would like to... delay my turn till immediately after Sigurd because he's going next anyway and does melee. I just want to see what if he can put this person down before I move on and potentially do something else.
Okay. So Sigurd, that's going to go to you then.
Sigurd looks at the guy, spits out a mouthful of blood. Is that all you got, you fucking punk? And he grabs him by the hair. And you see his knee light up with this entropy. And it flares as he move action, pumps all of his entropy into this hit.
Get it, dude.
And I'm pretty sure a 19 against the AC will do it.
Yeah, that'll get it.
Nice.
So what's going to happen is each point of entropy Sigurd pumped adds another D4 to this hit.
Who?
Jesus wow. Christ, this dude's head's gonna explode.
Mm-hmm.
What color does it turn? Or does it turn a color?
That bluish grayish.
So this does 15 points of damage God! As he just tries to cave this dude's head in on his knee.
Yeah, you just feel his faceplate crack as your knee makes contact, and you just push it all the way through to goes through the faceplate, goes through the back of the skull. As the brain pops out, the brain stem breaks, and he just falls into a bloody mess at your feet.
Nice,
fucking amateurs.
Okay. I got
it. It's so loud.
You've cut their heads off. You shot blinded, and then who got the killing blow on that other one?
Yuvari
yeah.
Got it.
And then right. Sigurd with the power knee to the face. Okay, Cora.
All right.
I mean, Natasi.
Yep. So I figured something like that might happen. So Natasi is going to take a 10-foot step to her left, giving her line of sight on... Actually, that would be shooting right through Vin. So she's going to keep moving a full 30 feet to her left. 5, 10, 30.
All right, so keep in mind, he's on the bed of the truck, right? So there's the whole cab of the truck in front of him, and he's on the bed of the truck.
He would actually be further back. His token would be... back here, because remember, we flipped the truck around.
Right.
If okay. he's in the bed.
Yeah. Because if the cab is like the like right, you know, the front part of it, that's where he's at, is on the back.
Yeah, I have to imagine there would just be some sort of psychotic negative to hit him, even if I could hit him. So I'm still going to move 30 feet to the left. What kind of line of sight do I get on the enemy that Tex is
running? All right, you can see him, but he's going to have some cover.
I am a halfling, though. Take that into consideration.
Well, it's more so from the car because of the angle of your shot.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to calculate anything for that on my end because I don't know what it is, if it's full or partial. So I'm just going to go for it.
All right.
Well, we're going to have to put that one on the board with a natural one.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, I evened myself out from last F.
Oh, dude.
F. F in the chat for you, Steve. All
right. The one by Tex is going to close on Tex.
Yep.
And is going to attack.
All right.
With a 17 to hit.
That'll hit either of my A's. EAs, either of my AC's, excuse me.
All right, for 4 points of damage.
All right.
All right, the one that's in the truck, he's seeing all this madness go down with his buddies, right? And he throws the baton off the, his baton, he like throws it to the ground off the truck and holds his hands up. He says, No, I'm not, listen, this wasn't my plan, I was just here with these guys, please don't cut my head off or anything, I'm sorry, we didn't mean no harm, we're just
shut
inmates.
Shut him the fuck up!
We're just inmates from the prison up the road, this is my only way out, they were gonna leave us here, I'm sorry! And that's their turn, then.
Hey, hold on. Did the guy who attacked me take his bleeding damage?
No, he didn't. So it's one?
Bleeding one for three rounds, yeah.
Got it. All right.
Okay, Vin will just step out of the side of the truck and just draw down on him and just hold it and say, what should we do with him?
Kill him.
I'm a prison guard. I've dealt with their kind before. They're not gonna go quietly.
Yeah, and you already heard Tex from off to the side yell, "Shut him the fuck up!"
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, Vinny just shrugged. All right, and we'll take a shot at him.
Okay. All right.
all right. Let's go.
The party increases one murder hobo rank.
Natural 18 plus 3, 21. 21 to hit. I don't get it, huh?
That would get it. Yeah.
All right. Four. Oh, great. One. One burn damage.
One burn damage. Okay.
He just nicks him.
All right, Tex. This guy's in your grill. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna use a cantrip called Hazard. I'm gonna daze him because I haven't dazed him. So if I can buy myself around where he can't attack.
You're right up in his grill, though. You might want to move back so he can't AOO you.
True. Because casting a spell provokes an opportunity.
Well, but doesn't moving out of a threatened square?
No, you could take a guarded step.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I will guarded step out and cast daze on him, yeah.
Natural one. He's dazed.
Dude, you are doing terrible, Adam. You have four
crit
fails.
Did you get my natural 20?
I have one natural 20, and this makes four crit fails for you.
Really?
Yes.
I'm rolling like Steve over here. My God.
Yeah, so
he's dead.
Real Natasha over there.
Welcome to the club.
He is dazed. You've got him dazed for a round, for sure. Okay, Yavari, you're up.
So, tell me if I can do this. Yavari wants to just, like, put one foot on this car and then, like, flap, up on top of the truck, because this dude is on top of the truck. Is that accurate?
He's on the bed. He's in the bed of the truck, which is like a raised bed, right? You can do that. Let me just get an acrobatics just for shits and gigs.
Okay. That's going to be an 11.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him an opportunity attack as you kind of flop over the edge of the bed. Now, you can get there and you can still have your attack, but I'm going to give him an opportunity attack.
Okay.
Because you weren't graceful, and so he... But all he has is his fist.
Go ahead.
Because he threw his baton to the ground.
Like an idiot.
I don't think that's going to hit with a 16.
Yeah, so apparently, I think maybe my armor is screwed up. I don't know. But yeah, a 16 will hit.
All right, you take 1 point of damage.
Yeah, so like Yavari kind of watches as that fist sort of like just kind of knocks into like the meat of her thigh, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And she's going to roll first. Oh shit, that's boo-boo.
What'd you get?
It's going to be a 9 total.
Wait, are you wearing armor?
Supposedly.
Okay.
Are you sure you have it equipped?
Fist attack is archaic. The weapon deals 5 fewer damage unless the target is wearing no armor or archaic armor.
So he just punches her armor and it does nothing to you.
He takes improved unarmed, he doesn't get. Yeah.
He takes 1 damage on his knuckles.
Yeah, he breaks his hand trying to punch you. So you don't take that 1 damage.
Sweet.
Anyway.
Sweet.
You do miss the attack, however. Yeah. Sigurd, you're up.
All right. Tell me if this is legal. And also tell me, did we get our items from the...
Yes.
Okay. So, if Sigurd were to use his jump jets... 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Is that a viable space? Right here?
Yeah, yeah. And now, does moving up cost movement? Like, vertically?
It's 30 feet of movement. You must like land on a surface. I don't know that it. I think it would just like he kind of goes up in an arc. So I don't. Let me double check jump jets.
Here's what I'm gonna let you do. I don't think you're gonna move there, but you're gonna land on top of the cap. All right. So you just like use the jump jets to like. That's about 20 feet. Right, and so that counts for some of your height. And you're now on top of the cab, kind of looking down on him. You've got him pinned in the corner. Yavari's on one side of the bed, and you're on the cab, and he's like in the bed, to the top part of the bed, sandwiched in now between you.
So Betty shines with the same characteristic gray. Stop resisting, prisoner!
I did! I said I give up!
He attempts a bull rush attempt to push him out of the bed of the truck. So, Sigurd, being a vanguard, his attempts are made against EAC plus 8, and he has improved bull rush.
Nice!
Alright.
That is a natty 16. So,
is it not plus 4 instead of plus 8 because you have improved bull rush? Doesn't that reduce the...
Yes, exactly. It's right. EAC, though, plus 4.
So it's EAC plus 4.
And he's rolling at a 21.
You got a 21?
Yep.
Yeah, you got it.
Dude. All right. So he just fucking... Betty lights up. Instead of dealing damage with the entropic strike... He braces himself behind Betty and pushes him right over the edge.
Damn. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him a D6 of falling damage.
Okay. I was hoping he'd go prone.
Well, like, you basically, like, so if you think about it, it's like one of those trucks where there's wooden slats that go down the side, right? That's what y'all have been jumping over. And then there's benches in it. So y'all know what kind of truck I'm talking about here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sigurd just leaps with his jump jets, like, you know, kind of getting his shield in place as he's making the jump, and lands on top of the cab and uses the rest of his momentum through his shield and just blasts this inmate, like, through the wooden panels on the side. Like, he just, like, falls straight back, like, just gets rocketed back and falls on his back, boom, and hits his head while getting... smashed through wood for a total of 6 points of damage on this guy. I rolled max on that D6. but like, I mean, he's like for real, like looking at you like, I give up. I swear, please stop. Cora, you're up.
All right. Natasi is going to take a 5-foot step to her right, giving her a clear line of sight on the dazed fellow from Texarkana, and it's going to pop off a shot with her azimuth laser pistol.
Yeah, get it, girl.
Yeah.
The daze doesn't do anything to your AC, so I doubt an 11 to EAC is going to hit anything.
11 does hit.
What?
Yeah, these are, they're wearing like regular
clothes.
They're
wearing Adidas tracksuits, dude.
All right, well, this is going to be very unpleasant for a man who has no idea what's going on and just gets shot in the chest for 2 points of fire damage.
Okay. All right. It's now their turn. Oh, I forgot to roll to see if I stopped burning. Let me do that first. No, I'm still burning, so he's going to take... or bleeding, rather. He's going to take another point of bleed damage. He's no longer dazed, but he has just been shot in the shoulder, just missing his lung. But he ain't stopping. This one's got the grimace on his face. This dude's bad news, and he's going to come up on Tex again and do another attack.
Isn't he dazed for one round?
No, he was dazed. Has it not been a whole round?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Yeah, because Texas last action was to daze.
He hasn't had a turn since I dazed him.
Okay, right. Okay, my bad. He's still standing there just
that
like...
That was the whole point of the daze.
Yeah, all right. This dude that's on the floor, on the ground, he's just like shaking his head like... trying to shake off that hit he just took, and he just lays there like just, you don't know, completely yielding. Then you're up.
Can Sig see him? Sorry, can Sig see him like laying down there from where his vantage point? Can he free action like, Vin, do we have anything in the truck to tie this guy up?
Shed your guess as good as mine, mate. But Vin will walk up to him and like just draw his gun down on him and just point it at him and don't you move.
I won't, I swear.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Shut the fuck up.
He does not make a peep. His lips get like white as he's like pushing them together so afraid, you know?
All right, check the truck.
Well, you still got this other one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Venom just used his turn to keep him held.
All right, Tex.
Yeah, so Tex is going to pull his pistol, his semi-auto pistol, not his hail pistol, and take a shot.
Okay.
I don't know why I was looking to the right of me. I recently got a new dice tray and tower, and I'm not used to it being to the left. Oh, 17 on the die, plus 3,
yeah,
dirty 20.
It.
So,
that'll
1d6 piercing damage.
Oh, shit, here we go.
It's 1 damage.
Oh, oh, God.
Nuts.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Oh, Lord, he coming.
All right, Yavari, you're up.
So, Yavari getting on top of this truck was actually just a means to the end because her main goal is to... come and drop on the other side of this car to get after this boy that's coming after her boy.
Okay.
So yeah, she just kind of like glides over and drops behind.
She's just like hop Godzilla in this thing, like just crushing cars left
and
right.
Would you call it a Hopzilla?
A Hopzilla.
I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
That's
got
to be a beer reference, right? Yeah.
I think you guys just talked about that on one of your episodes, if I remember correct.
16 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, friend.
So, yeah, she comes down hard. Like, I imagine as she's, like, just gliding down, she brings the axe down on top of him for 6 damage.
Okay. That kills him.
Yeah.
You just split him in twain?
Yes. And she's like...
Dude.
I loosened it.
Okay.
Yavari is a violent dragon, like she's grizzly, as she's lopped the head off of and split two of these inmates.
Well, they lied.
Yeah.
And so, like, I guess we're effectively out of combat here because the other one has given up. And you guys handled this. In fact, you've handled it so well that I think it's time for a level up.
Yeah, I immediately walk up over the dead body of the guy you've already just killed. After I loosen the jar, I spit on him, and I walk up and fist bump Yavari.
Yeah, and you should go ahead and finish your drinks while you're at it, because we'll see you.
By the way, I have handcuffs for the other guys.
There it is.
All right, there it is.
Nicely done, folks.
That was a fun combat.
They picked the wrong convoy to fuck with, didn't they?
The SDF, you know? Like,
that was good times.
What are they thinking here, you know?
Fools.